Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We are on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We are by the Gemara, where the Gemara begins. And it said, the Mishnah said that you put up an Eruv, one on the Mizruch and one on the Ma'ruv, because you want to run away from the Goyim and you want to run toward the Shir. The Mishnah, they had an opposite Mishnah, where it said you're running toward the Goyim and away from the Shir. So, Kasha Nachrim Anachrim, Kasha Chacham Achacham, so it's a stira. Which one is it? Do you run away from the Goyim, or do you run toward the Goyim? Do you run away from the Chacham, or do you run toward the Chacham? And everyone points out, it doesn't make a different halacha l'maisa. The Rashi doesn't make a different halacha l'maisa, but like, why would they have different things? So, Nachrim Anachrim Lo Kasha. Ha, I'm just talking about the Bahar Gavna, the tax collector. So you run away from that guy. Ha, and the Brisa was talking of Mari de Masa, some official that you want to kiss up to, so you're running toward him. That's what that's at Chacham Achacham Lokasha. Ha, in the Mishnah we're talking about the Mosef Pirke. He gives a good shear, so you want to go hear him. And ha, the Brisa was talking about Mikri Shama, where you're just going to help the kids daven, and you don't need that, so you want to go away from that. Okay. Now, here's the main part of today's daf, which we're not going to finish for the next 2 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Hay Echad Mehem, if one of them is your Rebbe, you go to your Rebbe. What if they're both your Rebbe? Then you go to whichever one you want. So first of all, for Rabbanon, don't the Rabbanon also say you should go to your Rebbe? Only Rabbi Yehuda said that? Well, Zimnin Denichalei Bechavrei Tvei Mirabe. Sometimes you want to hear a little different flavor, you want to hear someone else more than your Rebbe, so you're allowed to do that. Now, they both held, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Yehuda, both held of the concept of Brera. Rabbi Yehuda said, we're going to go to your Rebbe, but if one of them, both your Rebbe, whichever one you want. So what does Brera mean? Brera means that there'll be a retroactive determination about what I'm doing. I'm going to put an Eir of Mizrach, and I'm going to put an Eir of Meir. And then on Shabbos morning, when I decide which one to go to, retroactively, that was my Eir of. And the other Erev is nothing. Right? They both hold that. Amarav, lesa demas nisan midatani ayo. Our Mishnah cannot be like Ayo. Because Ayo is the name of a Tana, the name of a Chacham, yeah? Ayo taught that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Brera. Now our Mishnah clearly holds he does. But Ayo taught that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Brera. Okay? Detani Ayo. Ayo said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain't other masnal shnei dvarim ke'echad. You can't do that. Ayo taught that in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. You can't do that. Ella, rather, imba chacham lemizrach, ebruvah lemizrach. If the chacham comes to Mizrach, you can make an heir for Mizrach. Imba chacham lemayrav, ebruvah lemayrav. But if the Chacham's coming to the what Ma'ariv, you can put an Erev to Avol Kan L'Kan Lo. You can't make two sides. You can't do that. Ma'ishna L'Kan L'Kan Delo, the Ein Brera, L'Mizrach Ma'arich Nari Ein Brera. What are you saying? You could put one on the east and one on the west, and you're going to go wherever the Chacham is. It's also Brera. So it's still Brera. And the Gemara gives a famous answer, Amar of Yochanan, Kvar Chacham, Kvar Ba Chacham. The Chacham already came. In other words, the Chacham came to one of the towns, either the east or the west, and you don't know that. So what you do is you put an Erev, one in the east and one in the west. And you say like this, on Shabbos morning, when I go to Shul, then I'm going to find out where the Chacham Taka is, and that's the Erev I always have in mind to make. So that's not Brera. What is it? Not sure, but it's not Brera. Brera means I have no clue, so I'm going to cover my bases. That's Brera. Okay, it's not Brera here.
For those who hold that Eric Kappenman requires a drop, which one can be
Patella? So, who Eric Tchum needs a bracha? Is that true? I don't know. Even if it does, so you don't make a bracha. Bracha's not ma'akev. Bracha's not ma'akev. Decent question, it's not ma'akev. Rashi says, Masnis and Bahakya skin on Shabbat Chacham Kfar Kodim Bein Hashmoshos. The Chacham already came. He's already staying in someone's house. Avol Zeh Loha Yodei Lehechan Ba. Imba Olo. You don't know where he came. And even if he did come, you don't even know that. Ulamachar, tomorrow, Shabbos morning, Kishanishmalo, when you find out where he is, Galui Ba'alma, Gilui Milsa Ba'almahi. It's just telling you, just a Gilui Milsa, like just revealing to you the truth. V'igali Milsa Dahu Erev Kana. And that reveals that that's the Erev you made all along. Vein says, Smach al Breira Safek. You're not relying on a Breira Safek. Not a Safek over here. Ela Kanaya Vadois. It's a Vadai Kinyan. Shari Amar Latara Chacham Yiknali Erev. Whichever side the Chacham is, that's where my Erev is. And the Chacham was already there when you said that. You just didn't know which side it was, because you didn't know where he was. But you'll find that in the morning, and therefore it's not Brera.
You think about it, that makes absolutely no sense.
Why?
Because it's subjective to both sides. You don't know one way or another, and you won't know until the Shabbos.
No, but it's subjective. The problem is that you don't know, but it's known. As opposed to the other way.
It's known by whom?
Only by the Chacham.
The Chacham knows what he's going to do regardless of it.
Right. Right, but the point is that nobody knows. Nobody knows, or you have a complete suffix.
Is it? Events have predetermined your result. Your actions are already predetermined.
Yeah.
Whereas when you decide to wake up on one side, A or B, that's not predetermined.
Right. So if you put A,
think about how small that line is.
Yeah, it's very small. It's very small. It's a very big small distinction. Anyway, now Adaraba, so. Just the opposite. Lesa l'da'ayo mimasnisan. From our Mishnah, we can prove that Ayo's wrong. Why do you have to bring a brisa? The Mishnah shows Ayo's wrong. Ayo said Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera, and the Mishnah he clearly does. So why do you have to bring me a brisa to show me he doesn't? The Mishnah holds it all like him. Right? The answer is l'sol k'daitach. Because you have another Mishnah where Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. Another Mishnah that Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. So this fact that our Mishnah tell he did is interesting. Maybe the difference is going to be Doraisa Darabanan. Someone's going to ask that later. But right now, there's another Mishnah that Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera. What's the Mishnah? Ditnan. Halokeach Yayin Rena Kusim. If somebody buys wine from Kusim, and Rashi says it's before the Gzera of Kusi wine, so the wine's not an issue of kosher, but the Kusim, the wine was kosher, no question about it, but the Kusim didn't take off Trumas and Maaseres. And you need to take off Trumas and Maaseres. The problem is, you bought 100 gallons of Trumas of wine, and you didn't take off Trumas and Maaseres. So what are you going to do? And now Shabbos came. So what are you going to do? You can't take off Trumas and Maaseres on Shabbos. How are you going to drink the wine? So, here's what you do. Amar, you say, Shnei Lugin, the two lug, Shani Asid Lahafrish, that I'm going to take off after Shabbos, Harei, hey, Truma. That's really Truma. Asara Maaserishon. 10 more is Maaserishon. Tosafot says it's not really 10 more. It's 9.8 more, because you have 98. Now it's 9.8, right? So then, and Tisha Meiser Sheni. And 9 more of that, after that, it's going to be Meiser Sheni. It's not really 9, it's 8.82. And that's going to be Meiser Sheni. Umechal, and I'm going to transfer the Meiser Sheni onto a coin, Vishosim Miyad. And then you can drink the wine. Why? You didn't do anything. You're not allowed to take off Shemus Meiser on Shabbos. What you did was, what I'm going to take off is staying in here and I can drink the rest. Right, Rashi says, what? No. Rashi says on top, Rashi says that Maaser Sheni, Shehu Yachol L'Taken Miyad, Maaser Sheni, which you can be Metaken, below Hafrasha, without actually doing Hafrasha, La'acha Shekarol of Shame, after you call the name, Yichalenu B'chol Makom Shehu Alamos. You can transfer it on money. Shosim Miyad. It becomes retroactively revealed, this was my truma. It doesn't have to be a case of Shabbos. It could be a case where you don't have any kalim. I don't have anything to put the truma into. But I'm dying of thirst, I must have wine. So that's why you can do the money I think on Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. I don't have any kalim. I'm waiting. My wife is in the store buying the kalim right now, but I can't wait. So I gotta have wine right now, so I'll do this. And then it's going to become revealed later that there was Trumas and Maaseres in the barrel, and it's okay. I can drink the rest, and whatever I leave over, that's the Truma.
What do you mean it's going to be revealed
When I actually get the kli and I take the truma and I put it into the kli to give it to the kohen, that's revealed. Oh, that was truma all along. It's borer. It's a brera. A retroactive determination. That's the truma all along. Not what I drank. That's not the truma. Didn't drink. Now I'll do that. What I had all along is the truma. Okay. Now, divrei Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Osrin. Reb Yehuda, who's the one we care about, Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon say you can't do that, right? Why can't you do that? Because we think right now they don't hold from Brera. But it's a kasha. Reb Yehuda here clearly doesn't hold from Brera, right? So the Gemara answers, Ula Amar Lesha La'ayo Mimas Nisan. From Ayo, from our Mishnah, you see that Ayo is wrong, and Reb Yehuda does hold from Brera. Elohad Diktani, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. We have a Mishnah. It's not a Mishnah. Even though it says on the bottom of Lamed Vavam Adbeis Ditnan, it's not a Mishnah. It should say the Tanya. It's a Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda said you're not allowed to, that there's no Brera. So Ula, Zuzi Ketani. No. You put the comma in the wrong place. It should have said Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say it's okay, and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say it's not okay. So by moving the comma, we have gotten, that zuzi means pairs. There's a zuzi, like pairs. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon hold it's okay, and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda hold it's okay, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon hold it's not okay. So now everything's all kosher, everything all jives. The Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda holds from Brera, this Brisa with the wine also holds from Brera, and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon don't hold from Brera. Right? Zuzi, Tommy. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. And Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say, it is Osir. Okay? So far so good? Now the Gemara gets a lot harder now. Now, what time are we stopping? 22. Oh, we have plenty of time. V'savar Rabbi Yosef ain't Brera? Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold from Brera? V'atnan. But there's a Mishnah in Kinim as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Shtei Nashim, two women. Right? It could be two men also, but it's more common with women that are Shalakhu as Kinehem Be'iruv. They two women, Rachel and Leah, both had to bring Karbanos of Azava. Either they had a baby together, they both had babies, or they both were Zavas. They could have two men also being Zavs, but Zava was much more common. Women were Zavas much more than men were Zavs. So that's why I only pick women. And they have to go, each one has to bring a chatzis and an ola bird. And they brought it together, they went together to buy the chatzis and ola birds. Oh, or shenasnu demei kinehen lekohen. Or they gave the money for the kohen. Let the kohen buy it. The kohen used to do that service for you in the Beis HaMikdash. They would buy the birds for you. Eze shiir tze kohen yakrev ola. Ul eze shiir tze yakrev chatzis. Whichever one you wanted, whichever one the kohen decided to make it ola, was an ola. One goes above the red line, and one goes below the red line, in the mizbeach. Who determined that? Whatever the kohen did, whichever one he did first becomes that one, and by default, the other one becomes the other one. Did the woman have a say? She couldn't care less. What does she care, right? So, look at Rashi. It's a very long Rashi. It's the Rashi of Eza. It starts in the third wide line, but we're going to go down like five lines where it says Alma. It's the first word on the line. Alma. Since it says you're allowed to buy the birds, be'erev means together. Doesn't mean an erev. It means together. Michlal diyesh brera. So you see, clearly there's such a thing as brera. Why? Because I gave the kohen $10. He's going to buy $5 on the chatas and $5 on the ola. Who decided which one's the chatas and which one's the ola? When the kohen brings the one, retroactively, oh, that's what we decided. See, because he could do that. Damrin had borer hadavar shezeh preda shekiv l'shma shalzeh shalahi. And the one for Rachel is for Rachel, and the one for Leah is for Leah. But we walked in, we gave him $20, $10 and $10. We didn't break up the money. We didn't break up the birds. We just gave the coin money, or we gave the coin birds. As Rabbi Yosef said, either money or birds. D'shem b'ilim be'inan, because birds have to be brought with the intent of the right owner. The ain't brera, because if there's no brera, ikalameimar chatas va'ola shirkrav la lo shalahi, elo shal chaverta. It could be that the money here for Rachel was really Leah's. If you don't say Brera, it was really Leah's money. It wasn't Rachel's. The carbon hikav, then Rashi goes on. The carbon hikav, b'shinu b'ilim, and if a carbon's brought for the wrong person, kaimulam b'psachim, u'bizvachim, te'ena olu b'ilim. It doesn't work. The kolshkin chatos, a sure for sure a chatos, shalol l'shma, o shalol l'shem b'ilim, l'gamri, l'mifsala. It's for sure no good. It's for sure no good. U'kviyas shem b'ilim, ena tali b'koin. Well, the coin's not going to decide who it's for. So obviously there's brera. If there's no braver, then how could the Kohen bring bird? So, what do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds from Brera. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Rabba hasam kishehisnu. They made him tonight. What does that mean? They made it tonight. Rashi says, Hanashim beinehen. The women made it tonight. Shekal mi sheyakrev hakorin lishma yehei shalah. It should be for that person. That's what Rashi says. That's what Tosas asks. Tosas says, well, you didn't change that thing. He said it's Brera. So Tosas answers, that can only be going on the money. On the money, you could say that. If we give a coin $20, it's like, okay, Rachel needs to a pair, and Leah needs a pair. Coin says, I got it. Right, he writes down, Rachel, Leah. So he goes to the store on the base of Mikdash, buys the two birds, L'shem Rachel, L'shem Leah, and everyone's good. On the birds, he can't say that they hisne, because they're already bought. Only on the money you could say such a thing, says Tosfos. Fine. Ihaki, Maila Memra. Goes to Chiddush. Obviously, what do we need to basically tell me this in a mission in Kenan for? The answer is, Kamash Valan, Kidr of Chista, to Amr of Chista, Ein Hakidin Misparashas. The birds are not designated. Which one's the Chatas and which one's the Ola, right? Ella, Obel Kichas Bailim? When the owner buys them, oh, basias kohen. Or when the kohen does them. But not when the kohen buys them. It's either one of those two times. Rashi says on top, second line of Rashi, aval im lachum stam, if he just took stam two birds, v'achar kach kara aleim shem, ein hashem chal aleim. Doesn't work. V'yachal ha-kohen lishnosim. The kohen could change. Ukra, the darish of chizda potato yuma, fine. It's learned out of a pasuk in Masechtas Yuma. Fine. So we've just answered that Rav Yossi doesn't hold from Brera, like he said in the case of the wine. What about the case of the birds? No, that wasn't Akasha, because they made an agreement beforehand on money. And that's not Brera. Fine. Now again, the Akati Sava Rav Yossi ain't Brera. Rav Yossi doesn't hold from Brera. Another issue. Vatanya. Okay, Am Ha'aretz, in Am Ha'aretz, Sha'amar L'chaver, who says to a non-Am Ha'aretz, oh, you going to the store to buy yourself vegetables? Do me a favor, buy me vegetables too. I also want vegetables. And the chaver, who's a nice person, says, no problem, I'll buy you vegetables. Now there's a halacha. The halacha is, a chaver is not allowed to let anything leave his property going to an Am Ha'aretz without taking off Trumas and Maisers. Because the Amaretz won't do it, because he's an Amaretz. Now, when the Amaretz gives the Chaver $10, and says, you buying cucumbers? Buy me cucumbers too. So, you can look at it as, the Chaver is going to buy the cucumbers, and then sell them back to the Chaver. If that's true, he's got to take off Trumas and Maisers before he gives it back. Because they were his, and now he's transferring them back to the Amaretz. But if they were never his, one second. So how do you view this? When I ask you, you go into the store, hey, here's $100, buy me whatever you want, buy me XYZ. How do you look at it? Is it Brera? I'm going to buy vegetables. Then when I get home, I'll give half to Kagan and half I'll keep for myself. Is that how it is? Or no? Oh, the whole time I never bought for myself. It's only for him. So Brera comes into play here. So that's what's going on. So I'm Arich, I'm a lechaver. Kachli aguda achas shel yerek. Go buy me that vegetable, ogluska achas, or some other thing. Eino tzarach la'aser divrei Rabbi Yossi. Says Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to take off trumas and maizers when you give the items back to the Amaretz. Here, you gave me $10. Here, it came up to $9.84. Here's your change. Here's your vegetables. Have a good Yom Tov. You don't have to take off Maaser when you give it back. Why not? Says Rashi, Ki Rashi here. Ama Arach Yom Lechaver. So you have a Chava, Olek Leshuk. Likach Lo Yerek, La'atzmo. The Chava is going to the market to buy vegetables. Vamalo Ama Arach. Kach Gam Li Agudas Yerek. Buy me vegetables too. Here's the money. Ein Tzorech Chaver La'aser Demai. He doesn't have to take off Trumas and Maaseres when he gives the item, when he gives the vegetables back to the Amaretz. Afal pi shalokach shalo, v'shal Amaretz stam, even though when he bought the carrots, he was just, oh, I need a bunch of carrots, and he needs a bunch of carrots. I'll buy two bunches of carrots, and then one's his and one's for him, one's for me. V'lo pi resh, you didn't specify kishikon, zeli v'zela Amaretz, you didn't say that. You didn't tell the guy, okay, put it in a separate bag because it's for him. You didn't do that. You put it in one bag. It's the same bunch of carrots. What difference is mine and his? I'll decide later which one's mine and which one's his. Right? You didn't put it in a separate bag. So, v'hu me'am aretz l'sakein, yesh breira, we'll say breira, kishenosno la'am ha'aretz, when you give it to the am ha'aretz, shedzu l'tzarcho l'ka, this was the one I bought for him all along. V'ein chavar zeh mochmul, I'm not selling it to him. I'm not transferring from my rishos to his rishos. It was his all along. I, in the story, didn't know that. Breira.
That's not in shlichus.
Yes, but it's shlichus. But you're using the so that when it comes to a chaver, this is another haralacha. That when you give the, if it belongs to you at any one point, if it's ever yours at one point, you got to take off trumas ma'aser and give it to the amaretz. Now, when I bought the vegetables, I didn't specify this is for him, this is for me. It's all one bag. When I get home, then I'll decide. The answer is breira. It was never mine. It was always, when I decide these bunch of carrots I'm giving to him, it was always for him. So I'm not transferring from my rishos to his rishos. It was always in his rishos and it's breira. So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds from breira.
Why is that breira?
Because later, I am determining that this bunch of carrots was always the Amma Aritz's. Even though when I was walking home in the bag, they were in the same bag. So which one's going to be for the Amaretz and which one's going to be for me? You're thinking about it the whole way home. I don't know. When I get home, I'll decide. And when you decide, you always decided that. It was always the case. So therefore, it's not a transfer from a Chavar to an Amaretz. And therefore, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maaseres. That's the Kasha. What do you see? You're relying on Breira. How could that be? So the Gemara says, you got
to
take off Trumas and Maaseres. No, you don't. Let the chaver do it. Let the amaretz do it. You don't. It's not. It's not your problem.
Once amaretz, once it's not, right?
Yeah.
Not, to
that's fine. But you don't have to do it for him.
No.
So the Gemara says, Epoch. You have to switch the names around. The question, such a strong question, you got to switch the names around. That the chachamim, that Rabbi Yossi said, no, tzarech la'aser. Why? He doesn't hold from Breira. Right? Here, look at the next Rashi, Mati. Maybe it'll help you. The Rashi says, "V'chom or mitzarech la'aser." Why? The ain't breira. It's not breira. V'yesh lo marzu l'tzarech chaver l'kusa v'hu chozer u'machlif la'am aretz. You could say that the chaver bought everything, and now he's dividing up what he's giving to the am aretz.
Exactly.
If that's the case, then he's giving from his own things, and therefore the chaver's got to take off trumas and maaseres. The chaver ain't a rishai limkor la'am aretz davar she'ein od mesukon. He's not allowed to sell something to the am aretz on something that's not trumas and maaseres taken off.
Well, if that's the case, he's selling off
the what?
There's a
kinyan
for a
shliach. Kinyan for a shliach? Okay. So maybe yes, so.
And let's say it's stolen on the way.
Hmm?
Let's say it's stolen on the way.
Well, that's ownership while it's going on.
Exactly. Who's that by all times?
It's a good question. So maybe that's what they're arguing about, right? Maybe they're arguing about that in the Kuda.
Whatever it is, it's definitely not Breira.
What, half mine, half yours, no?
You're not responsible.
It could...
No,
so it could be that this is a special halacha that they made by Trumas and Maaseres for Chavers and Amma Aretzes, having nothing to do with any other halacha about if it gets stolen, and Kinyonim, and Shlichas, nothing to do with that. It's a separate halacha that whenever you give something to an Amaret, we're going to be so machmer, even though he gave you the money, and he told you to buy it, you still got to take off Trumas and Maaseres. Such a chumrah. Says the Biyosi, no, Breira. It's not a chumrah. I'm not taking it that far. So if you switch the names around, Rabbi Yossi is consistent and the Chacham are consistent.
None of these sound like our case in Eruv. All the parameters just seem so much different than our case in Eruv.
Toshma. Keep on going. Omer, someone says like this, Maaser sheyetz li bebesi, the Maaser in my house, Mechul, Maaser sheyetz li in my house, Mechul al sela shetala biyodi menakis. Whichever coin I pick out of my pocket first, the Maaser sheyetz li money is transferred to that coin. Then that's chulin, the coin I got to bring to Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mechul al. Rabbi Yossi says, that works. Isn't that Brera? Which coin are you going to pull out? Well, whichever one I pull out, that's the one. Now Brera, no? So Gemara says, again, Epoch. Switch around the names. Ema, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Lo Chilel. It doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because it's not from Brera. Umay Chazes Da Abkati Tarti Kame Chada, Epech Chada Kame Tarti. We just switched two Brises to make it jive with the Brisa of the wine. Why would we switch that one and then why are we switching two? Why are we switching two for one? We should switch one for two. And the answer is, ha, this one over here with the Maaser Sheni, Vadai Ipcha Tanya. You for sure have to switch. Why? The Tani Sefer says in the Sefer, Moda Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees, but Omar, Maaser Sheyeshli, B'soch Beisi, Ye Mechul Al Sela Chadasha. That if the guy says, the Maaser is going to be Mechulal, transfer the Kedusha on the new coin I have in my pocket, Shetal Lebiyadu Menakit Shechila, that works. How can that work? He just said it doesn't work. Right? Now, Midgamar, since he said Haba Shechilel, that whichever that it works, Michlal to Hashem Lochil. And in the first case, it doesn't work. Hai Sela Chadash Hechidami. What does that mean? A new Sela? What does that mean? Eid Ikatarti Tlas. If I had two or three coins in my pocket, Hainu Brera, D.H. Brera, and then you have to rely on Brera. Hainu Kamaisa. That's the first case. Same thing. Ella, the second case was, Leka Ella Chada, you only had one coin in your pocket. So Rabbi Yossi says, if you have only one coin in your pocket, and you say, whichever coin I pull out of my pocket, will the Maaser Sheni will transfer to the coin, that works. It's not Brera. So then my Tyler, what kind of statement? Whichever coin I pull out of my pocket, you only have one coin in your pocket. What are you saying? Whichever coin I pull out of my pocket, doesn't make any sense. The answer is, I did Tani Reisha Tyler, Tani Sefer Lo Tyler. Since the ratio we use Lashon like that, so for consistency's sake, we use the same Lashon as Sefer, even though the Sefer is not so accurate to say that.
It sounds like when we make two Erevim, we're saying both are good Erevim, and tomorrow I'm going to decide which one I'm using.
That's right.
But here, the analogy would be if I say, I'm giving both of these coins, I'm putting the Maaser on, tomorrow I'm going to decide which one it is.
No, I have a bunch of coins in my pocket.
Right.
They're all potentially Maaser Sheni coins,
right.
And whichever one I pull out, that's the one that I had in mind all along.
But that's not the same thing. It's setting up.
It's not the same thing. That's the exact same thing. It's similar. The idea is you're relying on a retroactive determination. That's the idea. Amalei Rav of Nachman. Man haitana dafil derabanan les lebrera. Who holds that even on a din derabanan, we don't say brera? Who said that? The Tanya. Because I'm going to say it right now. Amalei Chamisha. If a guy says to five people, Hareini ma'arev al eze mekem she'erta. I'm going to make an error with one of the five of you. Which one? The one I like the best. Ratzitzi yelech. If you're the one, then you can come here. Lo ratzitzi, lo yelech. And if not, because the Erev doesn't include you. This is Erev Tchum. They all live five equally distant away. Whichever one I decide. Very similar to the Erev case, because it's Erev. Ratzami bod yom, Erev or Erev. If you decided on Friday which one it is, that's a good Erev. Why? Because Erev is Chal on Friday. Ratzami shecha shecha, ain Erev or Erev. And if not, it's not a good Erev. Even though I'm going to be relying on Brera, and it's a Derabanan. Don't Tchum's a Derabanan. Even there, it's not a good Erev. Ishtik, V'lom Alev V'lom Idi. Didn't have an answer to that. Who holds us? Who holds on a Din Derabanan? We don't say Brera. Who holds that? V'lom Alev Tani Debe Ayo. Who? It's Ayo. Ayo said we don't hold a Brera even on Erev. Lo Shmele, he didn't think to say that. Rabbi Yosef Amar, 1 minute. Tanoi Shekal Tebe Alma? Well, there's no other Tanoim in the world. I'll find you a Tana that doesn't hold of Brera even on a Derabanan. Ditanya. Tanoi. Tanoi. Look at Tanoim. Ditanya. Hareini Ma'arev L'Shabbosot Shel Kol Shana. If somebody makes an Erev 1 week for the entire year, Ratzisi Eilech. If I need to go to that other town, I'll use that Erev. Lo Ratzisi Lo Eilech. Some Shabbos says I'll use it. Some Shabbos says I won't. Whatever I want. Ratzimi bod yom, Eruv Erev. If you did it on Friday, it's a good Erev. B'shecha shecha, if you did it at nightfall, Reb Shimon, Omer, Eruv Erev. Reb Shimon said, that's fine. V'cham Omer, in Eruv Erev. It's not a good Erev. Why? Because it's Brera on a Darabanan, it doesn't work. You have a Tana right here. No, I said, hey, look at Rashi. Rashi of Eilech lo ratzitzi lo Eilech. Hayamuna cheruve b'sof ha'payim l'mizrach, v'malkom ha'mishtamer, you put it 2,000 amas away, v'harehu menicho sham achshav l'chol shana kula. I put it down now for the entire year. Shebishabbos sheyir to yikna lo eruv, u'bishabbos lo yir to yoyim kinariro. On the Shabbos I want it to work, I'll avail myself, and on the Shabbos I don't want it to work, I want to avail myself. Right? And that Erev won't ruin me from walking 2,000 amas the other direction. Because this Shabbos Parshas told us, I'm not using that Erev. But Chayesara I will. So you can do that. How could you do that? So if you decided that on Friday it works, on Shabbos it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? What? No. Of course you can't make an Erev on Shabbos. But the point is, the point is, is there Breira on an Erev, even if it's a Durabanan. The Chacham say it's not an Erev. Even if he did it on Friday, it's not an Erev. Why not? Now, the Mishnah said, the Rav Shimon said, it's a good Erev. But one second. On Amud Aleph we said, But on Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon said, that in the case of the wine, it doesn't work, because you don't hold from Breira. So Kasha, the Rav Shimon, had the Rav Shimon, contradicted himself. Ella Epoch. You have to switch names around. This over here, switch the names around. Rav Shimon said it doesn't work, and the Chacham said it does work. So Rav Shimon's consistent, no Breira. One second. Umay Kushya. The whole Kasha is not a Kasha. Dilma. Ki les led Rav Shimon Breira bidor Raisa. When does Rav Shimon not hold from Breira? On a Doraisa. Like what? Like Truma. Avol b'derabanan islay. But on a din derabanan, Erev Tchum, he would agree with Breira. So you don't necessarily have to switch the names around. Anyway, Kasava Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef held, man de islay Breira. If you hold from Breira, loshna Doraisa, loshna derabanan. It doesn't make a difference if it's Doraisa derabanan. Islay, you hold from it. Uman de lesle breira, and if you don't hold from breira, loshna bidaraisa, loshna derabanan, lesle. Doesn't matter, no matter what, you're not going to hold from breira. Rava Amar, Rava gives a whole nother answer. Why would Rav Shimon not hold from breira by the case of wine, but yes hold from breira over here by the case of Eruv? And Rashi says in the last line before the lines get wide, Rava Amar, time of Reb Shimon b'yayin lav mishum dein breira. Has nothing to do with breira. It's a problem in Hilchas Trumas. Nothing to do with, forget breira. Nothing to do with that. It's a problem that you can hold from breira. It's still not going to be good. Why? The islay breira. Really, he does hold from breira. Ela mishum dekriya rachman al truma reishas degancha v'tiroshcha. When you give off truma, you have to remove the truma. You can't leave the truma there. So you didn't do anything. That's why it's not good by the wine. Rav Shimon has a shita. The truma wine's in there. Rav Shimon has a shita that has to be nicker. Right, look back to the Gemara. Rav Amar, shiny dhasam, to be in on rachis, you need truma, sheshiyareha nikarin. That the boundaries of it are recognizable. Oh, there's the truma. Where's the truma? It's in the barrel. Where? It's in the barrel. It's 50 gallons in there. It's in there somewhere. That's not truma. That's what Rav Shimon holds. That's why it's no good. Has nothing to do with Breira. Nothing whatsoever.
So
because Breira's not a suffix. Breira's not a suffix. Don't what do you mean don't have to remove before? Everyone holds that. The Torah said that. You can't eat tevel till you remove truma. Where's the truma? It's in there. At the bottom, it's in there. So I removed it. Says Rav Shimon, no, that doesn't work. It doesn't look different. Has to look different. Has to be removed. So therefore, Rav Shimon, nothing to do with Breira. It's not a valid way of giving off truma. Amale Abaya. So one second. El Ayata. If that's true, that the issue now is a truma issue. Hayulafan of Shnei Rimonim. You have two pomegranates. Shal Tevel. They're both Tevel. Va'amar, and you make a funny thing like this. Im yardu gisham hayom. If it rains today, yeyezeh truma al zeh. Then pomegranate A is truma for pomegranate B. V'im lo yardu gisham. And if it doesn't rain hayom today, then yeyezeh truma al zeh. Then B is truma for A. Hachanami, bein yardu, bein lo yardu, de ain bedvar of klum. It's not going to work. Why? Because nothing changed? Is that what you want to tell me? Is that true? V'chi teima hachanami, and if you tell me it is true, v'atnan, there's a mission in Truma, it says like this, ha'omer Truma ha'kri hazeh, you have a big pile, and you say, in the pile, ma'aser osav b'socho, u'truma's ma'aser bo b'socho, the Truma's in the pile, the ma'aser's in the ma'aser, the Truma's ma'aser's in the pile, everything's in the pile somewhere, v'pshimen omer, kar Hashem, that works. Second, in a pile it works, and then the barrel doesn't work. And the answer is, because the pile's a solid, and this barrel's a liquid. Shiny hasam, the ikka sivivav. By the pile of apples, so right there in the middle, you see the middle center? Right there is the truma apples. So that works. Why? Because it's surrounded by other apples. So you could see them. The wine, I could just don't, it's all liquid. Doesn't work. Okay? The Baisema, I give you a third answer. Why Reb Shimon over there says the wine, the truma in the wine is a problem, and over here the Erev is not a problem, and it has nothing to do with Breira. Kidiktani Taima. The answer is, Amru Lo L'Reb Meir. Reb Meir said, can I do that? I have a big barrel, and I don't have any Kalim or Chavez. What am I going to do? I'm going to take the truma in there, in the barrel. So I'll drink all the wine I want, and the truma remains in the barrel. And what if the barrel breaks? If the barrel breaks, you ate tevel, because the truma was never given. Says Reb Shimon, that's why I don't want you to do this. Nothing to do with Breira. Aren't you afraid? What are you going to tell me if the barrel breaks? V'nimtza zeh shosa tevel l'mafreya. And it comes out that you drank tevel, because the truma was never given off. Yeah, it was sitting in the barrel, and then the barrel cracked, and all the truma run down the drain. It was never given, and you drank tevel. So amalo l'kisha yivaka. When that happens, I'll worry about it. Meaning, I'm not choshish for that. When do barrels just randomly break? I'm not choshish for that. Since I'm not choshish for that, it's not an issue. Right? Rashi says in the bottom, na'ayin b'davul osro. I'll think about being offering it. Kolomar d'lo chashin l'hachi. I'm not worried about that. Lo shchiach. It's very uncommon for that to happen. The boy must leila shomer. Let someone watch it. It's a big deal. So therefore, that's why Reb Shimon said the wine case is no good. Nothing to do with Breira. It was a chashash. Maybe the thing is going to break. And Reb Meir says, the one who said you could do that. Again, nothing to do with Breira. So I'm not worried about that. He might have to rely on Breira. But he's not choshesh the barrel is going to break. And therefore, it's valid. Okay? Good?
I separate truma.
Oh, should we try to get to the, let's get to the Mishnah? Okay. L'may desalak adaitin meikarin to be inan reisha shirei nikarin maika amalei. But the one who said that the reason was because you have to have the truma that you could see. Well, hachi kamalei. L'didon be'inan reisha shirei nikarin. I hold, you have to be able to see it. L'didach, but according to you, that you don't hold that, good, you don't hold that. Aren't you still worried about the fact that it might break? When it breaks, I'll deal with it. Meaning, I'm not worried it's going to break. That ends that sugya. Okay?
Separate truma and something happens